I'm sitting in downtown Jerusalem, just a few houses away from the American consulate, Rov HaGron, across the street from the park. Upstairs, a roof apartment of musician Ofer Golani, one of the most prolific musicians that I've ever encountered. As a matter of fact, Ofer, how many albums have you created in the last years of your work?
I think 9 commercial albums. 10 commercial, and before that, some non-commercial.
Ofer has many interests. One of the areas that he's produced and created a lot is in the area of interreligious understanding and dialogue. And today he particularly wanted to talk about one of his albums that has a very current importance. Can you tell us about that, Ofer?
A CD is called HaKohen HaGadol, The Great Kohen, which is a term from Jewish history. It's the one who was, at the time of the temple, the only one to enter the Holy of Holies. And the current Kohen is Leonard Cohen, who's coming to Israel on 24th of September, which is his 75th or 76th birthday.
And what makes him so special?
Basically the texts. I started translating Leonard Cohen in 96 with the story of Isaac, and since then on almost every album I found that I did a song translation of Leonard Cohen, because his texts have something to say. They're not the usual why did she leave me, why didn't she leave me, why doesn't she come, why didn't he, etc., etc. It's not the 90% boy-girl stuff, although even on that he has an unusual approach. And usually his texts have an interesting twist and a depth, which makes them challenging, fun to translate. As an example, this last line in the story of Isaac, the peacock spreads his fan, has a whole discussion somewhere on the internet of what did he mean by that. So the finding out what he meant by that and how that is relevant to me is part of the process.
So you take his text in English, translate it into Hebrew, and the music comes from where?
It's the same music. The arrangements were made during a tour in 2005 with Netta Amir, who plays bass guitar and sings. And later in a studio, we added keyboards and drums.
So we'll listen to one of the songs now. Which song do you suggest we listen to?
Start with the first one that I translated, The Story of Isaac. It's an early Leonard Cohen song, and like almost everything else, it tells about the sacrifice of Isaac, but as Leonard Cohen, he tells it from the viewpoint of Isaac, and his the center of his message is, you who built these altars now to sacrifice your children, you mustn't do it anymore. A scheme is not a vision. So Leonard Cohen places the state as somebody who it's not the voice of God who is speaking, which is a message I resounded with.
I assume that yours aren't the only translations of Leonard Cohen into Hebrew.
Actually, this one had a translation in the 1970s in a book by Yossi Gamzu, a very poetic translation, whereas my translation is very much more, is more street Hebrew than literary Hebrew.
הדלת נפתחה לאט, אבי נכנס לחדר, בן 9 אני היום. שגדל אהיה כמוהו, בטוח כמו השמש, אבל קולו מוזר פתאום. הוא אמר חזון ראיתי, ושמעתי קול קורא לי, למלא את חובתי. בדרך אל ההר אבי הלך, אני רצתי את הגרזן, הוא נתן לי להחזיר. העצים מאחורינו כבר, ענן כיסא
קצת השמש עצרנו כדי לשתות הוא זרק את הבקבוק שהתגלגל עד קצה הצוק ואז לקח אותי ביד מול הענן ראיתי נשר אולי היה זה עית אני כבר לא זוכר אז אבי בנה מזבח הסתכל אל תוך עיניי הוא ידע שלא אבקר המזבחים להקריב את ילדיכם תפסיקו ומיד מדינה היא לא מקדש ואתם לא נציגים של אלוהים או אף אחד אתם המחתימים אותם על חגור ועל גבולות לא הייתם שם איתי שעמדנו על ההר וכל אוויר רעק שהתווכח עם אלוהים אתה אומר אחי עכשיו סלח לי אם אני שואל מי אמא שלך בכלל כי בתכלס של הרגע בלי ברירה ארוג אותך אציל חיים רק אוכל אם אין ברירה אציל אותך ובינינו זה אתה שמת ברגע האמת אל מלא ברחמים ראה מתנו מוכתמים אנו אבודים כאן.
One of the songs of Leonard Cohen that I most appreciate is the song which is taken from the Yom Kippur liturgy and of course you've translated that as well one and I'd like to play that next why don't you tell us a little bit about this one
the song is originally a prayer from the high holidays according to the legend composed by Baruch of Magenza after his arms and legs were cut off and it enumerates the various ways by which someone will be taken. It's very clear in the prayer that it is God through his agent, the angel of death, who is doing the taking. But Leonard Cohen, in a very Cohen twist, first of all, he adds ways to die, which are of this time, by barbiturates, for example, or who in her lonely slip, which is very much the sexual Leonard Cohen. And he always finishes with who shall I say is calling which is translated here ומי שם מעבר לדלת ומי של מי הקול הקורא לי and the last time ומי השואל ומי יען I did this translation when my father died in 99 and invited Rachel Yaskow to sing the harmonies and that's the voice you will hear on this particular cut
מי באש, מי במים, מי בשרוח החמה, מי באבי הליל, מי שרי מן, מי במלכודת בשרי, מי בניסן את גאולה ומי בשרק ומי שם מעבר לדלת מי ארומה על ברכיה ומי בשם מרגיע מי בנתיבות האהבה ומי נרכח באכזבה מי במפולת ומי באבקה מי ברשת החמדה מי ברעב ובצמא של מי הכל הקורא לי אומץ לב מי בתאונה מי בבדידותו ומי דרך המראה מי בשליחות מלכות ומי במו ידה מי באזיקים ומי בזוהר כוחותה ומי השואל
מיה. We recorded a version which you can find on YouTube under Jerusalem Man, exactly Jerusalem Man, Jerusalem with no space AN. And we recorded it on the 6th of September, which was Mickey Busidan's birthday, the keyboardist. And you can see him on the video here in this apartment.
Now, if you had one song of yours that you would, Leonard Cohen had the opportunity or the time to hear one of the songs that you've translated and sung of his, which one would you choose?
I think maybe The Old Revolution, Sayeret Golani.
סוף סוף פרצתי לכלא תפסתי את מקומי בשורה אותך אשר לא אוכל עוד
Interesting that your family name is Golani.
I chose instead as a title instead of the old revolution. Leonard Cohen says in that song, "Of course, I was young and I thought that we were winning. I can't say I feel very much like singing as they carried the bodies away."
Do you know to what war he was referring to?
Well, he said, "I fought in the old revolution on the side of the ghost and the king." So you may assume that it was either the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, a place where a king was against the revolutionary powers. And in it, he also says that there is no escaping the conflict, but he doesn't identify with it anymore. Also because I think the translation is very literal. I didn't change much as I did with Everybody Knows. And that means that I can always say, but you see, Leonard Cohen said the same thing, except he didn't make it so pointed at Hebrew speakers who will immediately connect it to Israel. And Sayeret Golani immediately places the translation and the message as a finger pointing at Israel and not as a universal anybody who sends someone else into a furnace.
And what is the significance of those two words, Sayeret Golani?
Also part of the message that I see in Leonard Cohen, that the state has replaced God and people worship the state. And in Israel, people worship the army rather than God. They put their faith and their trust and they sacrifice their children to the army. That has become their God.
So I'd mention that Sayeret Golani is a particularly elite unit in the Israeli army. It's the commando unit of the Golani Brigade, named Golani, I think, for the Golan, or it's usually, I always associated at least with northern Israel. It's your family name. Is that your original family name, or did your father change it when he came to Israel, Palestine?
My father, on the 6th of September 1946, as he was about to cross the Jordan River into Palestine, decided to change his family name from Salam to Golani, having crossed the Golan Mountains on the way.
Where's your father from? Iran, Iraq?
Iraq.
From Iraq.
And in Iraq, he already changed his first name from Salman to Gideon, following the example of the judge Gideon in Judges chapter 6-9.
Is there any more you would like to say about yourself and your connection to Leonard Cohen or Leonard Cohen? And
There is a personal connection because I grew up with listening to Leonard Cohen, Cat Stevens, Bob Dylan in the 70s. And there is a personal connection in that I listened hundreds of times to So Long Marianne, and that was a personal prophecy since I married a girl, woman called Marion. And so in the translation of that song, which is definitely kind of a sing-along thing, my one big change was the modulation from A to C, tone and a half in the end, which makes it even more sing-alongish.
And what is the name of that song, and what number is it on the CD?
Track number 11, Lehitraot Marianne.
בואי לחלום ילדונה, אנסה לקרוא בכף ידך. חשבתי שאני נבל נגן צועני, עד שלקחת אותי לביתך. להתראות מריאן, מזמן הגיע הזמן לצחוק, לבכות, לבכות, לצחוק שוב על אותו עניין.
Wonderful, Ofer. I hope we have another chance to speak about some of your other music, some of the other 9 albums. that you've recorded. For those who are interested, Ofer has a website where you can hear pieces and parts of his music and acquire it either through downloads or through purchase of CDs themselves. What's the website, Omer?
On CD Baby, this is www.cdbaby.com/offer6, ER6, then OFER6. That's the Leonard Cohen Project. And on Jerusalem, on YouTube, you can look under Jerusalem Man and see MAN, and see Who by Fire. There's first we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin in our rendition. If you look through Netta Amir, NettaAmir on YouTube, you'll find a very nice rendition of Kodem Beramala or Radio Ramala, Meshader Berlin, and www.offermusic.com. ERMUSIC.com will tell you where I perform.
Wonderful. It's been a long time coming, Ofer. Thank you.